Golf WRX is proud to present an interview with Adams Golf. Today, we're honored to have Tim Reed, Vice President of Research and Development, Michael Gurrett, Senior Engineer Tour Specialist. Now that size, COR, MOI have all been capped or almost capped, how much room do you see for improvements in the driver design in the future? And do you guys think we've reached a plateau?
My opinion, no. Anytime the USGA sets a limit, then the engineers get really focused on how to make a better product. At the time when they set the COR limit, they set it at 822 and with a upper tolerance of 830. And the reason they set it there is because at that point in time, I believe the ping, titanium, slightly over 300 cc's, was right around 81. And no one thought that, hey, they couldn't get to 830. That took about a month for the engineers to figure that out and how to maximize it. Same thing for MOI. What this is going to do, it's going to force the engineers to develop new material sooner. Our goal and everybody's goal is to lighten up the chassis weight so you have more discretionary mass to move around so that you can not only improve forgiveness, but you can optimize the golf club and performance. And the future of drivers is going to go into pure fitting through like the Callaway's OptiFit system, things that we're working on, because to get total performance, you've got to get the right head that has the perfect mass properties for you, plus the right shaft combinations, and you're going to see a substantial improvement in distance, even with these capped-off technologies of COR and MOI.
Well, I mean, since you guys brought up the Callaway OptiFit system, and since you understand, that this is, the fitting is the next frontier, what are you guys doing to change it? Are you going to provide the same type of OptiFit wagons as Callaway is doing, or do you guys have something else up your sleeve?
Well, we are. We've been working on that. Really, the driving factor was for improvements in our demo days and for ultimately giving the consumer an opportunity to try different shafts. We stepped it up a notch to be able to make it what Callaway and ultimately TaylorMade will be offering, is where a consumer can go in and go through the process and leave with the actual product. It's interesting, we're going through numerous intellectual property out there, and we came across a patent that actually it was Dave Pels did back that will be in public domain here next year, and it was the exact same, very similar technology that was out there today. And it was interesting because Barney Adams used to work with Dave and actually ran Pels Golf, and Adams Golf started from the assets of Pels Golf. So it's just interesting that this is not a new technology. It's been around. Numerous have tried it. And because, again, going back to what's going on with the limitations of a head design, the next step is total optimization, and we're going to be participating in that game across the line.
Now, Titleist and TaylorMade have like a destination fitting center. Any chances that you guys may consider building a destination fitting center in Fort Worth open to the public?
We haven't considered Fort Worth specifically. We have what we are doing is we're doing what we call ProTech fitters, and we've selected some accounts out there both for to offer this high-end fitting using our products that have weight ports in them so they can actually adjust the shafts and such. We're in the early, it's about a year old process for us right now, and we would consider to look at various markets out there to be able to do this, and potentially Fort Worth could be on the map, but as of today we do not have a dedicated satellite where a consumer can go into it. Ultimately, we're still going to rely heavily on what the retailers have to offer and try to incorporate that into the retail and give that service.
Well, talking about the retailers, I find that interesting. Like when I go on your website, see that you deal with all the heavy, the big hitters out there. Do you guys have any plans to work with the the mom and pop operations, the local pro shops and things of that nature, are you strictly sticking with retailers? Is that where you feel your best success is?
Well, it's interesting is that over the last year, and we just had published our numbers for last year, and being a public company, you can dive in. Our growth has come from the segments of those mom and pop and the green grass. Has been one of our pushes because we know that's where the ultimate influencers start is at the green grass, and mm-hmm. so we're gonna service our major retailers just like everybody else, but we're also going to work with these green grass accounts because there's valuable information there on what happens for the engineering side, what happens when you're at demo days, and what the consumers are really looking for.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting news. Let me backtrack just to cover one more question about the power brazing. Just curious why your drivers don't utilize the same technology as the ferroids.
Well, it boils down to is the allowable mass that you can produce a driver at. We're trying to max out the size and max out the moments of inertia, mm-hmm. and it limits itself by power brazing because you've got to add, even though it's small, some tongue and groove to be able to hold the two materials together, and you're taking up quite a bit of weight. So, some people would just offer it both for continuity and marketing, but we believe that physics will determine what we should do directionally, and the fact of the matter is on the bull driver, for example, we don't offer a weight port because that'll reduce and sub-optimize the moment of inertia. And we want to, and that particular product is meant to be as forgiving that Adams has ever built, and so the decision was made to maximize it with titanium. Don't worry about the brazing because it's not going to be a benefit, and the cost wasn't justifiable. And don't worry about the weight port because it's going to sub-optimize the performance.
Okay. Now a lot of us were expecting you to bring out your new ferroids in January. So far, only the bull has come to the market in quantity. Why exactly is that?
Well, we have started shipping the BTYs, and they are at retail now as we speak. But yes, those were delayed. The golf club is interesting. We don't talk a lot about our construction, but that the BTY driver, for example, has a very, very thin crown that is attached to it by effectively, it's not welded on because of the thin, and it's attached in a different manner. And we just weren't happy with, obviously, the durability of the product. And so we had to retool and redesign and make sure that the product would, meet expectations of the consumer. And as far as the ferroid, the same deal. We wanted to. It's a very complicated process and a capacity issue. We got the bulls out there. The BTY is a smaller portion of our business, and we've just started shipping those to the consumer market.
Got it. Okay. One of our members noticed an inside driver prototype in play on the Champions Tour, which features two weight ports. Why does the retail inside BTY driver only have one weight port on the heel? Would the two-port version make their way to retail? And what did the Tour Pros desire from the club head that had the one-ported version that does
not
offer?
Just a little bit on the movable weights, which has been kind of consuming the market here for the last few years. Tim talked about intellectual rights and patents a while ago, and there aren't many new ideas in the golf industry that haven't been thought of before. And the original patent on the movable weights came out in 1918, I think, or something like that, or 38. And so movable weights aren't something new to the industry. And I was fortunate to be there when that was being developed at that other OEM. And it was developed because every time we developed a new driver, we had the center of gravity issues with left and right bias issues. And so we thought, well, if we design something that is movable on the outside, that'll be great for us. And so, it's been out on tour now for a couple of years. And what we realized is that once the player has it set, which is almost really in a neutral position, players don't move it again.
Right.
And so in essence, you're right back where you started from. And now you've got, four cans. And from a physics perspective, that's a very difficult thing to design around when you want to get certain mass properties those things. So, you know, we realized that movable weights really aren't giving us any benefit out there on tour. And although we've got one on tour right now with two weights, we've looked at that and really the one that came out of the market was really the optimal position of the CG with that weight where it is for that plant in the market. And it gives us added value of having a better sound to it without having to put a lot of stuff inside of it for swing weighting. And, you know, I venture to say that in the future, you know, from our perspective, you'd see a sole weight in there, but you wouldn't see multiple weights anymore. It's just not really moving the needle for us. It's really kind of tying our hands from a design perspective, excuse me. And that's kind of where we're at with it.
Okay, makes sense. Guys, what custom shafts are available for the woods currently?
Pretty much any shaft that's available out there, and from an OEM perspective, you know, the Fujis, the Viamanas, the you know, USTs, the Aldolas, anything that's really hot out there, you can pretty much get that, you know, through our custom.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. That's exciting information. Guys, the Pirelli wedges look fantastic, and many members love their aggressive groove patterns. How did their development come about? How have they been received at retail and on tour?
Well, you know, Max Pirelli, who is our, he's been with Barney, he's probably maybe number three or four employee in the company. You know, his current capacity, he has heads up our tour operations, and all of the tour reps report to him, and he focuses on the Champions Tour. You know, he's got a great eye for product. He has been involved in our design process in the early days. He has a completely different point of view. He's not an engineer, but that's the beauty of him. But he has a great eye. He's worked with Watson on the original Watson design wedges, helped him to you know fabricate those. And he just has a small passion, and on the side, he creates his own wedges that we assist him here in R&D, but it's really his thumbprint and what he sees as a good product. You know, it's a very, very small niche play, and that's the beauty of it. We don't have tons of inventory. It keeps that the demand high on them and the retail price on them. As far as the tour, you know, they love them. If anything, he wishes he has more, but we're so focused on hybrids that we haven't given them newer models that we're, you know, currently working on. But, you know, when he does have them, he has a tremendous amount of success with them. The interesting thing, at one point in time, he had almost, I think he probably led the tour once about 2 years ago, number one wedge on the Champions Tour, and beating out the Vokey and the Cleveland wedges. So, interesting, and I think that's all because they trust him and they believe him, and that's what you want your wedge, is that you want, you know, to know that it's a great product, and that's what Max offers.
Well, you know, there's a lot of websites out there, golf websites out there, and they're we love special grind wedges, different material wedges. Are there any chances or odds that there may be a release of the raw wedges or a possible series of special grind wedges to the public?
Yeah, we are working with him on some new designs. It's going to come right out of the tour efforts. Mike Rett's going to be actually assisting him on this. And I would say that you could probably see these in the next 6 months.
Really? Well, that's great.
I'm not sure if they're going to be raw, the fabrication. We're still trying to determine what, you know, ultimately we want to do and what Max desires. But I would say that we're going to have some new lineup out there that he can show around and we can offer to select customers.
Awesome. The Tom Watson wedge set may be the best value in golf equipment. Will that wedge set remain in your lineup?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of fun with that product because it's, you know, it's got all of the design that Tom likes, and it's very, you know, it's classic, it, you know, good material, and absolutely, we're Every year we're going to bring out a new version, change up the finish, add some slightly new technology to it. But ultimately, Tom blesses it, and he has been in the past. He's been playing one or two of them every year.
Okay. Now, guys, I saw on your website you've got a training putter. It looks like it's a fascinating concept. Even though it appears to be a face balance putter, is it still a useful tool for a variety of putting strokes? And what segment of the market is using this right now?
Well, it's a new venture for us. We are the distributor for this putter, which has been designed out of Korea. And we have the distribution rights for the U.S. on this particular product. And we, yes, the answer to the first part of the question, it's for all types of putting strokes. One of the things that we helped develop was the fact that a consumer can set the product up to evaluate a straight back, straight through putting stroke, or they can change the setup to evaluate a stroke that is more of an arc. That way, if you are a teacher that wants to use this to teach people, to show them their tendencies, it's able to capture a number of attributes of what happens during the putting stroke, and to show the consumer, you know, what their stroke is about, where the impact location, what the face attitude of impact was, along with the speed, both backstroke and forward, or what we call the tempo. Right now, we are using this to talk to the high-end green grass accounts, where the head professional or the staff teaches putting and has a desire and passion around that field. And we're trying to align ourselves there and using this to get in the door, but also to help them to improve their way of teaching and showing them what's going on, to help them with their students or make a selection or a prediction of what type of putter they would use. You know, we're not in the putter business yet, but we are using this to test the waters, per se.
Well, are there any plans to expand your putter line or acquire a putter company or joint venture with the putter company?
You know, over the last 5 years, we eventually you're going to see Adams is going to launch a putter line, okay. Whether it's going to be our own technology or it's going to be an acquired technology. We have evaluated, I can tell you, numerous companies out there that sell putters and some that you know very well. And ultimately, we wanted to make sure that they worked, that if we're going to hang our hat on a technology, that it did indeed work, because we didn't want to, you know, live with it the rest of our lives here. And we just haven't found a technology that will, you know, produce improvement in roll or performance. Why we're not in it today, it's really been a resource allocation for us. Mm-hmm. We've been ramping up our R&D efforts. Our primary focus is on the hybrids and irons and fairway woods and drivers, getting tour success, growing our popularity among the better players. We're going to stay focused on that primary business. Then, eventually, we're going to have enough resources to start working on putters. I've seen too many companies who try to be all things in every category, and they go backwards and they don't grow. And we've been, you know, directed from Chip Brewer, again, our CEO. He used to say, stay focused on what we do best. Don't expect us to get into full apparel and into big bag companies. We're going to be focused on golf clubs to start. We'll add putters later once we have the resources.
Gotcha. Well, putters in the works. You guys got the fittings ideas in the works. What else? Where else is Adams going?
I think, you know, again, everything that we're doing, we're going to continue to improve upon. We have ramped up our tour efforts. I can speak in R&D. We've hired additional design engineers to focus on the categories. We're going to be taking a more scientific approach than we're currently doing. And I think that, you know, our success in the women's business has you know, told us that we need to, put the pedal down there with the acquisition of Women's Golf Unlimited. We're showing that we are going to, you know, build product for that category and focus on that category to, you know, again, to grow our revenues at Adams. So, you know, long story short, it's going to be about more scientific approach. We're going to continue to look at products that ultimately perform, and we're going to drive this hybrid integrated set business to completion.
Yeah, if I can just add a little bit to that, Frank. You know, I've worked for some pretty big companies, you know, Raytheon and McDonnell Douglas and Boeing and General Electric, and, you know, in all my years of working in different industries, and never have I really worked with a bunch of people that are gelling as well as we are here. You know, Tim mentioned we've grown the R&D group considerably in the last couple of years, and, you know, you're only getting to hear Tim and I talk, but, man, we've got some really great talent here. Some other engineers and some industrial design people and our marketing folks. And as far as where the company's headed, you know, the people we've hired, the talent that we've hired and the way we're working together, that alone is going to make us, a better company down the road, and you're really going to see the influences of that into our product.
Very interesting. Well, guys, we've enjoyed listening to your answers, and we don't want to let you out of here without finding out what's in your bag. Tim, why don't you start off first and let us know what kind of toys are in your bag?
Well, I'm not going to give you my handicaps because I've got a member guest coming up, and I don't, you know.
Give us your vanity handicap, then, or your adjusted hit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a single-digit player, this year is interesting because I've got three hybrids in my bag. And if you would have asked me in January, are you going to play the five hybrid? I would have said absolutely not. And I've got three hybrids in my bag. You know, yes, I work here and I drink the Kool-Aid, but I also have the opportunity to play any product we have here. And believe it or not, I've tried the Watsons. I can play those. I've tried the Forge, and I can play those. I'm playing the A3s because I know too much about it. I know that they are slightly more game improvement. And even though I'm a 5 handicapper, basically, I can use those. I play the Bull Driver, again, because I'm an engineer, so I'm going to play and take the advantage. I play the Bull Driver at 46 inches long, slightly longer than our standard, because I know that you can make the shaft longer because of the moment of inertia. Fairway wood, I play the 50-50 because I like it to be able to use it off the tee, more so than off the fairway, because I found that my hybrids go so far, they go as far as my fairway off the deck. So I really look at my three wood as a second driver. Wedges, I use the Idea Pro wedges. I think they're phenomenal. And as far as a putter, it's pretty much best efforts here since we don't offer one. And I actually use the Callaway the Odyssey 2 ball. I obviously worked at Odyssey and ran the R&D there, so I believe in Odyssey and the technology, and I'm going to stick with that.
Beautiful. Okay. Some of it's classified, actually. Working at, you know, the cool thing about working at R&D is you get to work with the prototypes, and I can't use them in competition, but. I've got a driver that's actually a prototype that you may see on the market coming up. It's pretty darn good, and I can't really say much more about that one. Beauty fairway.
Mike, does it keep you out of the woods?
The driver?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm still hitting it sideways. And that's not the club either. So I've got a beauty fairway, 14.5 degree with a round box shaft in it. Fantastic shaft. You guys have had a chance to try that thing. I played a Vista Pro 80 for years, and this round box ADB is really, really good. I've got an 18 degree Idea Pro and a YF2 hybrid shaft in that next, an 85X, and it's really, really good shaft as well. And I've got potentially, I tried this new prototype that we're going to bring out on tour in the upcoming weeks this weekend, and my Idea Pro may be taking a back seat to that, so that's kind of exciting. I've got the Watson irons with Project X shafts in them. I've got the red label, the 150 constant offset, which is kind of ironic because as I was designing them, I was thinking that I'd be using the black ones, but it's funny how the constant offset has really helped there. And that may be translating itself into something maybe we put on the market as a better player category in the months to come, that we kind of change that paradigm out there with people. I've got the gap wedge I've got is an Idea Pro gap wedge, which is awesome. Pirelli 58-degree 12, both of those with X1 shafts in it. And then the putter, unfortunately, is similar to Tim's, but from a different OEM. I've got an old Medina 8 that I've been playing since I was over in my old company, and it's just been in the bag forever, and it's just hard to replace right now, but that's pretty much it.
And it's amazing this guy can't break 100, huh?
Hey, guys, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, from Golf WRX, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've exceeded our expectations with the information we've got. I know that this interview is going to go over huge on Golf WRX. It's going to help us make much better informed decisions, and it's going to put some added excitement on our website for your product usage. So I can't thank you guys enough for taking time out of your busy schedules to spend some time with us to help us purchase more of your products. So thanks a lot, guys. It's been exciting and interesting, and we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
I appreciate it, and we thank you for all your support.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day. Golf WRX is proud to present an interview with Adams Golf. Today, we're honored to have Tim Reed, Vice President of Research and Development, Michael Gurrett, Senior Engineer Tour Specialists.